Governor Walker could eventually veto the proposed off-reservation casino. Walker says if the Interior Department okays the Menominee Tribes project, possibly early next year, he wants to hear that all Wisconsin tribes back a new casino in Kenosha.
I don't want to come back to future meetings of the tribal leaders and have part of them fighting one way and part of them fighting somewhere else and another group fighting somewhere else.
If Walker sticks to his demand for tribal consensus, that could sink the Menominee's plan. That's because a few other Wisconsin tribes have fought the Kenosha project, notably the Forest County Potawatomi, which runs a casino in Milwaukee. But some public officials in Kenosha are rallying behind the Menominee tribe. State Senator Bob Wirch says the governor's aides previously said that only 9 of 11 Wisconsin tribes needed to support the Kenosha casino.
So I think he's changing the rules, and I think he's being very unfair in this process. We need the jobs in Kenosha. There's a chance for 3,500 full-time jobs.
However, Kenosha County Supervisor Terry Rose, who says he backs the casino because Kenosha residents want the facility, is worried the economic boost would not last long.
Many casinos around the country are having a very difficult time because of the economy. This would have been a more viable proposal 15 years ago.
Rose says the Kenosha Casino has been debated for more than a decade. 2013 may finally be the lucky or unlucky year for the project. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.